We are here on Radio Row thanks to Bud Light Brew deep in the heart of Texas. We are the Low T Center webcam at sportsradio610.com. John McClain will give us a lesson in professionalism coming up at the bottom of the hour. So, Cody Stutes and John Lopez had an interesting guest. I don't know how this person appeared on our airwaves, and this is somebody who I would know who this person is. I don't know how much our audience would know who this person is. Here's Cody Stutes with a setup of someone who's not a major sport athlete on Radio Row on Thursday in Minneapolis.
And sitting down with us now, you recognize the name coming to us, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, Brianna Scurry. How are you?
What is going on here?
I'm gonna cover my mouth. I'm bleeding into other people's broadcasts.
What is happening?
What did
there?
He say? You're recognized as what?
Play it one more time.
One more time. Here we go.
And sitting down with us now, you recognize the name coming to us, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, Brianna Scurry. How are you?
It was so quick.
It's like you recognize the name, as you can tell, like, as he's scurrying trying to find the piece of paper with this woman's name on it.
What her name is.
You know what's weird, though, is that
you guys are jerks. I feel guilty.
Landry's the jerk. No, here's the thing about it. Sometimes when it's a big name, you want to emphasize the name, but he did it very quickly. He's like, all right, coming up next, this is a name you would recognize. Brianna Scurry. It wasn't even like Brianna Scurry.
Are you ready to? All right, Rumble, let's go. Let's get it on.
I think he caught himself because he realized, wait, people might not recognize this name. What am I doing?
Now, Brianna Scurry was the goalie who notoriously replaced Hope Solo.
And Hope Solo said that she sucked.
In reverse. Brianna Scurry was early, 99. She won the gold medal, whatever, the World Cup. With the Brandi Chastain sports bra thing.
Then Hope Solo replaced
her, and they ripped each other, whatever that was.
We give Suits a hard time because a lot of times Radio Row, obviously you just have guests come. And yes, he's been a sound clip we give him a hard time about the Michael Thomas, where he goes, one of the playmakers of the Miami Dolphins, Michael Thomas joins us. And I looked it up because I remember it was when I first got to the station. I looked it up and I was like, all right, this guy's a nice guy, but he had 7 tackles last year. So I don't know if he's really one of the playmakers of the defense.
Maybe the 7 tackles were
maybe
big.
Maybe thought it was the receiver, Michael Thomas.
So then they have the World Cup goalie on, and we're all having beers yesterday after the show, and I asked Stutes, I was like, man, you did it again. He goes, yeah, I caught myself in the middle. I was hyping it up, and I was just trying to avoid being another Mad Radio sound clip, and it looks like I didn't do it.
This is the problem. I think you're into Cody's head now to the point where it's interrupting. It's interfering with his show quality. Like, I think
you have to be a positive.
He's spending, you know how Mike sometimes, like, as he's about to give a take, you can see the Twitter feed scrolling through his head, and he's thinking about what people are going to say about it.
Yep.
You're like the bad angel on his shoulder that he's thinking about when he's about to deliver a take. He's got, Landry's going to make fun of this, and Landry's going to think it's stupid. I better not say it.
Seth.
What?
Get off the high horse. Your face was just redder than Tom Coughlin.
No, I'm laughing.
Your face was just way down on that. Play that one more time, Brand. Just one more time.
Cody Stutes in the loop Thursday.
I'll give you $1 if you don't laugh, Seth.
Here we go.
And sitting down with us now, you recognize the name coming to us, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, Brianna Scurry. How are you?
There you go, Brianna Scurry. Check out the podcast, In the Loop. It's available on Overcast and Apple iTunes, all that kind of stuff, Play.it, all that good stuff.
That's the best I've ever heard.
I got more keys to the game for you.
So we sat next to Cody, and it was...
It was great. We had a good meal. We watched the Rockets beat the Spurs.
You told him you were going to play that. Didn't you?
No, but I talked him into it after.
All right, more keys to the game.
Number 19.
In honor of Tom Coughlin once having 38 keys to the game, we have come up with 39 keys to Super Bowl 52 here on Radio Row. Number, what are we on?
19.
The Eagles have to win the turnover battle. The Eagles cannot win this game unless they win the turnover battle.
All right.
That was actually 20. 21.
No, this is the problem, though, and this is in keeping – That's something you say before every single football game.
I know.
And like, but
that's
you,
why.
But we would have a PowerPoint thing on it. Yeah.
Right.
So go ahead and win the turnover battle.
That was right. Actually 20. You're on 21
right, 21.
Now.
21. All right. The Eagles. I'm being deadly serious with this one.
What am I not seeing right about numbers? That
just
me,
highlight. It's a
don't
cluster.
Worry about it. Don't worry about it. We have it all organized. Number 21. The Eagles need to go into the fourth quarter, Brady proofing that quarter. Here's what I mean. If you look at the Patriots, all these comebacks, the Falcons, the Jaguars, all these games they come back from, whenever Brady gets the Texans this year in week four, whatever week that was, when Brady gets the football win and one score, you are going to lose. Remember, when the Denver Broncos played them and beat them in the AFC title game, the Denver was up by 8. They scored on that drive when Brady converted
that fourth down,
but they missed the two-point conversion. No. You need to go into the fourth quarter.
Okay, but then
well
you
said,
have to
Mike.
Execute to do all this. Like, this is the problem.
Thank you.
Like, Brady,
I know.
Brady proved the fourth quarter. The Jaguars' pass rush just died. Like, their legs died.
I know. That can't happen.
Yeah, but Brady the Eagles have a better chance of it. There's no Brady proofing anything, though. That's
but,
the problem.
Okay, but what are you going to say? What are you going to say? Like, key to the game. Well, the Patriots win.
You're screwed.
You're
like,
screwed.
Honestly, like, I feel like that's kind of like, take your cyanide tablet now.
Simple question. If the Eagles win the game, then Tom Brady can't get the ball back late within one possession. That's simple.
Key to the game number 22, the Eagles cannot hire Kyle Shanahan to run their offense between now and Sunday.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to be okay with that key.
I think that's it's a good question because, for one, it's not Kyle Shanahan's fault. It was Dan Quinn's fault. Kyle Shanahan was doing – blaming Kyle Shanahan is like blaming an attack dog when he attacks. You blame the owner. Dan Quinn was the owner of Kyle Shanahan last year. He should have called off the dogs. I don't think – Doug Peterson – doesn't seem like any of these moments are going to be too big for him. I think he's got and I think he understands the challenge.
That's like, my hope.
The problem is that, like, these coaches know that the Belichick effect is real, so that they overthink it and they're like, all right, I'm not going to get Belichicked, so I'm going to do things differently. But then as they're doing things differently, they know that Belichick knows that they're trying not to be Belichicked, and then they end up Belichicking themselves.
Yeah, you got it.
It's just such a mind bleep.
Belichick yourself.
Yeah. It's hard to avoid the mind bleep.
Yeah.
I agree with
everybody
you.
Everybody mind bleeps themselves. They
That's
turn into
the
masturbatory
problem.
Mind bleepers.
But you also have to be aggressive and assertive against this team if you hope to win. All right, Greg Cosell, one of our favorites, is going to join us at 9 o'clock this morning. Boomer Esiason coming up 1 hour from right now. John McClain will join us. Has Mad Radio disgraced the city of Houston? John will join us next in the Twin Peaks hot seat.